The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 1, Texts Number 11 and 12. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on October 5th, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ajatashatru. Pratiyacha. Dhyam tatikshata dravishaham tava agha saha anuja yatra vrikodara ahi shvasam vrusha yat tvam alam Bibeshi Ajata Shato Pradiyat Shadhayam Tatikshato Dervishahan Tvagaga Tatikshato Dervishahan Tvaga Sahanujo yatra viko dharahi Shvashan rusha yatva malam viveshi Ajata shrotu pratiyat shadhayam Tatikshato durvishahan tavaga Sahanujo yatra vriko dharahi Shvasan rusha yatva mamallam viveshi Ajata shatro of Yudhisthira who has no enemy. Pratiyapsha, return. Dhyam, legitimate share. Tatikshata, of he who is so forbearing. Dervishaham, unbearable. Tava, your aga, offense, saha, along with anuja, younger brothers, yatra, wherein, vrikodara. Bhima. You know, the literal meaning of Vrikodara is wolf belly. Because of his powerful appetite, he's called wolf belly. Vrikodara. Bhima. He could really take a lot of prasadam. Ahi, revenging snake. Shivasan, breathing heavily. Rusha, In anger. Yet whom? Tvam, you. Alam, verily. Viveshi, do fear. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vidura said, you must now return the legitimate share to Yudhisthira, who has no enemies, and who has been forbearing through untold sufferings due to your offenses. He is waiting with his younger brothers, among whom is the revengeful Bhima, breathing heavily like a snake. Surely you are afraid of him.
Vidura сказал, ты должен вернуть законную долю наследства Юдхиштхире, у которого нет врагов и который терпеливо перенес причиненные тобой жестокие страдания. Он и его младшие братья ждут этого, и среди них Бима, жаждущий отмщения и дышащий тяжело, словно разозленная змея. Тебе ли не бояться его?
Now we'll do text 12 also. Partang shuteva bhagavan mukundo garhittavan sakshit deva deva aste svapuryang yadu deva devo vanirjitashesha nirdeva devu deva. Translation and Purpur. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has accepted the sons of Pritha as his kinsmen. And all the kings of the world are with Lord Sri Krishna. He is present in his home with all his family members, the kings and princes of the Yadu dynasty, who have conquered an unlimited number of rulers, and he is their lord. Purport. Vidura gave Dhritarashtra very good counsel regarding political alliance with the sons of Pritha, the Pandavas. The first thing he said was that Lord Krishna was intimately related with them as their cousin. Because Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is worshipable by all Brahmins and demigods who are the controllers of the universal affairs. Besides that, Lord Krishna and his family members, the royal order of the Yadu dynasty, were the conquerors of all kings of the world. The Kshatriyas used to fight with the kings of various dominions and kidnap their beautiful princess daughters after conquering their relatives. This system was laudable because the Kshatriyas and the princesses would be married only on the basis of the chivalry of the conquering Kshatriya. All the young princes of the Yadu dynasty married the daughters of other kings in this way, by chivalrous force, and thus they were conquerors of all the kings of the world. Vidura wanted to impress upon his elder brother that fighting with the Pandavas was fraught with many dangers because they were supported by Lord Krishna, who had conquered, even in his childhood, demons like Kamsa and Jarasandha and demigods like Brahma and Indra. Therefore, all universal power was behind the Pandavas. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvidam Dham Sajivam Sadaitam Sadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandvitamscha. So Vidura is very wisely advising Dhritarashtra.
Итак, Vidura очень таким мудрым образом дает совет Dhritarashtra.
It's better not to mess with the Pandavas because Krishna is on their side.
И он говорит, что не надо входить в конфликт с пандавами, потому что Кришна на их стороне.
Ятра йогешвара Кришна, татра партавдануррдадаха, This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will be victory. Extraordinary power. Morality. And opulence. So it doesn't make any sense to fight against Krishna. You're just going to lose. But being carried away by lusty desires, Dhritarashtra engaged in the most foolish activity. Of opposing Krishna. He's sure to be a failure by that activity. And it's not that he wasn't warned. He was duly informed by Vidura. If you do this, you'll be doomed to failure. But he was so foolishly misguided by your Duryodhana. Dhritarashtra was so foolishly misguided by Duryodhana. He was not able to use his intelligence. This is a difficulty. If we don't use our intelligence, if we allow our senses to overpower our intelligence, just as Duryodhana and company were defeated, we will also be defeated. So Vidura, he is giving all good intelligence. Vidura. In a similar way, we are getting all good intelligence from these Vedic teachings. But how much we are taking that intelligence? And how much we instead are taking the dictates of our senses? The lesson to be learned is this: if you take the dictates of your senses, you will be defeated. If you take the good advice of the Vidura and the great Acharyas, then you will be successful. So do you want to be a failure? Or do you want to be a success? It's amazing that 99.99% of the world chooses to be a failure. It's not difficult to be successful. You simply have to go on the proper pathway. The pathway of the great Acharyas. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. One should traverse that trail of the great Mahajanas. If you follow that pathway, you will be successful. You will have extraordinary power. You'll have opulence. You'll have high morality. And you'll be victorious. So this Krishna consciousness, it's the most logical thing you could ever do with your life. This is not a blind faith religion. We're teaching you how to actually live a reasonable, intelligent existence.
Как вести разумное существование,
based on scientific facts,
которые основываются на научных фактах.
And what is the first scientific fact?
И какой уже первый научный факт?
I'm not this body.
Я не это тело.
How is it scientific?
И каким образом же это научно?
It's not difficult to understand.
Это не трудно понять.
I am conscious now, here I am sitting in this room.
Я осознаю себя, я вот тут сижу сейчас в этой комнате.
And I can remember I was a little child, I was walking down the railroad track.
И я помню, когда я был маленьким ребенком, я прогуливался по улице.
One day I decided to go out the house and explore the world.
Я по железной дороге прогуливался. Я как-то был маленьким, я решил разузнать, раскрыть для себя мир.
And then after a few minutes I came back to my house.
И потом через несколько минут я вернулся обратно домой.
So where is that body that was walking down the railroad track exploring the world?
И где же то тело, которое прогуливалось по железной дороге, пытаясь раскрыть для себя мир?
Where are the chemicals that make up that body? They're long gone.
Где же эти химические вещества, из которых состояло вот то тело? Оно не существует уже.
There is a constant flow of chemicals, constant change of chemicals of this material body.
Постоянно химические вещества меняются в этом теле.
Just like in a riverbed, the water molecules are constantly changing. Riverbed.
Yeah.
A riverbed. Riverbed means the area in the land through which the river flows. That's called the riverbed.
Yeah.
So there's a constant flux of water molecules to the riverbed. So this material body is nothing but a cluster of molecules around the Atma.
И это тело не что иное, как просто вот такое сгруппированные вещества, которые молекулы, которые находятся вокруг Атмы.
At every moment molecules are leaving this cluster and new molecules are coming in.
И каждый момент молекула оставляет вот эту массу, и новые молекулы появляются.
The body you have right now, it's not the same body you had at 8 a.m.
И то тело, которое у вас в данный момент, это не то тело, которое у вас было в 8 часов.
And the body you'll have at 9 o'clock when this class is over will be a different body than the body you have now.
И то тело, которое у вас будет в 9 часов, когда этот урок закончится, так эта лекция закончится, будет другим телом, как чем то, которое у вас сейчас.
Your body is constantly changing.
Ваше тело постоянно меняется.
But you, the Atma, the self within the body, you are the constant factor.
Но вы, Атма, тело, душа, которая находится в этом теле, это постоянный фактор, не меняющийся.
Therefore, it can be understood scientifically that I am not this body.
И таким образом научно можно понять, что я не являюсь этим телом.
I'm conscious now in this particular body.
Я осознаю себя в этом конкретном теле.
I also had consciousness when my body was a different body.
И у меня я тоже осознавал себя, когда я находился в другом теле.
Body is just a garment. Today you're wearing a white shirt, tomorrow you're wearing a green shirt.
И тело это как одежда. Сегодня вы одеваете белую рубашку, завтра зеленую рубашку.
This basic fact of existence is unknown to the general population.
И вот этот основной факт существования, он непонятен для большинства людей.
Even the leading thinkers of the world, the material scientists, they do not know this simple fact.
Даже самые ведущие люди общества, великие ученые, не знают об этом простом факте.
We have based an entire world civilization on the false concept of I am this body.
Все существование целой цивилизации основывается на неправильном понимании, что я есть это тело.
When the platform is, when the foundation of a building is faulty, what is the condition of that building?
Если основа здания, оно несовершенно, в каком же состоянии само здание?
If the foundation is no good, the building can collapse at any time.
Если основа здания непрочная, тогда само здание может рухнуть в любой момент.
The foundation of this modern day so-called civilization is I am this body.
И основа так называемого современного общества то, что я являюсь этим телом.
Therefore, this world civilization can crumble and collapse at any time.
И поэтому цивилизация может рухнуть в любой момент.
So these instructions of Vidura are very important instructions.
Эти наставления Видуры это очень важные наставления.
We have to understand who is Krishna.
Мы должны понять, кто Кришна.
We have to understand what is our relationship with Krishna.
Мы должны понять, каковы наши отношения с
Кришной. We have to understand what is the actual nature of the self.
Мы должны понять, какая же истинная природа.
And we have to live. We have to live in that identity of the self.
И мы должны жить в этом осознавании себя.
If we want to be happy.
Если мы хотим быть
счастливыми. If we want to be successful.
Если мы хотим быть успешными.
So, I don't know why people aren't taking up Krishna consciousness.
Я не знаю, почему люди не принимают сознание Кришны.
It's such a simple thing.
Это такая простая вещь.
It's so liberating.
Она настолько освобождающая.
It doesn't even cost anything. It's free.
И она даже ничего не стоит. Она бесплатная.
Why people remain in a suffering condition?
Почему люди остаются в таком состоянии страдания?
It just doesn't make any sense.
Это вообще не имеет никакого смысла.
It only can be attributed to one thing, and that's ignorance.
И это можно только отнести к одной вещи. Это неведение, незнание.
The influence of the tamoguna, that's all.
Это влияние тамагуны.
So we have to make people Krishna conscious. We have to bless them with this knowledge.
И мы должны способствовать тому, чтобы люди осознали.
We have to be compassionate upon them.
И мы должны быть сострадательны к ним.
We have to help them out of their suffering condition.
И мы должны помочь им избавиться от этих состояний.
We have to help them understand who they actually are.
Мы должны помочь им понять, кем же они являются на самом деле.
And then the whole world will be changed.
Тогда весь мир изменится.
So that is our Krishna consciousness process.
И это вот процесс сознания Кришны.
Are there any questions?
Есть ли вопросы? Как меняется тело, это понятно, но как вот меняется наше сознание, быстрый ли это процесс, медленный, как это происходит? It is pretty clear about our body, but what about our consciousness? How does it change? Is it fast process or slow process?
Our Krishna consciousness?
Before we get to Krishna consciousness, we have our consciousness.
Yes, consciousness is there. The proof is you can hear what I'm saying right now. That's proof of your consciousness.
То, что вы слышите, что я говорю, что-то сейчас, это доказывает, что у вас есть сознание.
Consciousness is present within that body of you.
Сознание в теле вашем, оно.
You can see me.
Вы можете видеть меня.
You are the conscious observer.
Вы осознающий наблюдающий.
So we can understand consciousness in this way. Are my eyes seeing or am I seeing through my eyes?
И мы сознанием можем понять таким образом. Это мои глаза видят, либо я вижу через глаза.
Are my ears hearing or am I hearing through my ears?
Мои уши слышат, либо я слышу с помощью ушей.
Consciousness is that, consciousness means that awareness that, just like you can see this room all around you. Everyone can see, we can all see this room. This is a symptom of consciousness, that you can see what's around you.
То, что мы можем видеть это помещение, это признак сознания.
So, what is the question?
The question was how our consciousness changes. That process you described, how our body changes, but how our consciousness changes.
Well, one becomes more, one's consciousness can expand. It's like in the beginning, a little baby, he's only conscious of his mother's breast milk. That's his whole world is that breath.
Наше сознание развивается, например, вот маленький ребенок, родной ребенок, его весь его мир, он концентрируется на молоке матери.
And then his consciousness broadens a little bit, and he's aware of the whole house. He can run and play around the house.
И тогда этот мир постепенно расширяется и становится, например, весь дом, в котором он играет.
And then he's conscious. Well, there's a big yard outside too. I can run and play in the yard.
И тогда его миром становится и двор, в котором он играет.
Gradually, he understands there's a whole town in which I live, and
и постепенно понимает, что это весь город, в котором я живу.
There's a whole country in which I live. There's a place called Europe, and my country is just one of just part of Europe. This way, his consciousness expands. He understands I'm on a planet seated within the universe. So the consciousness does expand. A person grows up from babyhood, his consciousness naturally expands.
Естественным образом, когда человек растет, его сознание расширяется.
But the trouble is, in the material society, it only expands so much, and then it's constricted, it's held back.
Но проблема в этом нашем обществе то, что оно вот развивается вот до таких масштабов, и тогда все, оно ограничивается.
Krishna consciousness means take off the restrictions, so let it continue to expand.
А сознание Кришна значит, что вот убрать эти препятствия и позволить расширяться сознание дальше.
It's like you can grow a plant in a pot. You can put a tree in a pot.
Так, например, вы можете дома выращивать дерево в горшке.
But it reaches a point that if you wanted to grow further, you have to transplant it. You can't leave it in that pot. It'll restrict its growth.
Но если вы хотите, чтобы оно росло дальше, вы должны пересадить это дерево. Оно не может оставаться в горшке.
By putting it somewhere in open land, then it can grow unlimitedly.
Если вы рассаживаете его где-то в открытом поле, тогда он безгранично может расти.
So Krishna consciousness means put your consciousness in an atmosphere where it can expand unlimitedly. That's what Krishna consciousness means.
И сознание Кришны это значит, что вы ставите свое, помещаете свое сознание в такую атмосферу, где ваше сознание может развиваться безгранично.
Don't leave it within a restricted zone.
То есть вы не держите его в зоне ограничений.
Does that answer your question?
Это отвечает на ваш вопрос?
Старости, старости, что это за симптом?
So can we conclude that to a certain degree we can conclude that our consciousness develops along with our body?
Yes, it is. Yeah. To within certain limits, yes. As one grows up from a little babyhood, your consciousness does expand along with your body, but then you have to go beyond that also.
But then there is another question. It is a saying in a proverb in Russian which says that there's no difference between a baby and an old man. So, which means in our case, means that senior devotees, even being in Krishna consciousness, when they get old, then that old age affects them. They forget to chant rounds and so.
It depends on how. If one is highly advanced in Krishna consciousness, he will not be that old. That will not impair his Krishna consciousness. The old body will not impair it.
Это зависит от уровня в сознании Кришны. Если человек продвинут в сознании Кришны, то старость не оставит влияния на его сознание Кришны.
Senility, which means, you know, senility, it comes from passing too much semen.
Вот то, что вот старчество вот такое, в том, что да, оно приходит от того, что слишком много семени уходит.
But if one is very pakka brahmachari, then he has very good brain power even up to the last moment of his life.
But what about different diseases, Alzheimer's or when your mind gets weak, so then
that sometimes happens due to our previous karma, we may get some disease that can happen. But if one is sincerely trying to become the pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. So if one has even a debilitating brain disease, if he was sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, Krishna will help him to remain in Krishna consciousness in spite of that debilitating brain disease.
И даже если человека настигает болезнь, которая оставляет влияние на ум, то если он искренне был в сознании Кришны, то Кришна позаботится о том, что даже эта болезнь не повлияет на его сознание Кришны.
Krishna loves his devotees.
Кришна любит своих преданных.
And the more we can open our hearts to Krishna, the more he will shower his mercy upon us.
И чем больше вы раскрываете свое сердце Кришне, тем больше он проливает свою милость на вас.
So devotee has nothing to fear, even a debilitating brain disease.
И преданный не должен бояться ничего, даже вот такого таких болезней, которые приводят к слабоумию.
I spoke with one god brother. He had some problem with his brain. I think they had to do brain surgery on him. It was really a heavy thing.
И я разговаривал с одним из моих духовных братьев. У него большие проблемы с мозгом.
And after the surgery, he could hardly even say Prabhupada's pranam mantra. He was trying to remember Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. It was very difficult for him to even say Prabhupada's pranam mantra. But still, he was Krishna conscious. And then gradually, his condition improved also. So the real thing that we require is simply sincerity. If one is sincerely trying to surrender oneself to Krishna, no matter what may happen, no matter what condition one may be in, economic condition, health condition, doesn't matter. If you're sincere, Krishna will take good care of you.
Если вы искренне, тогда Кришна позаботится о вас.
So we have nothing to be afraid of anything that may happen to us in this world.
Мы не должны бояться ничего, что может с нами в этом мире произойти.
We're simply sincere, Krishna will give us all protection.
Мы просто искренне, и Кришна даст нам всю защиту.
Even if the whole world is trying to kill you.
Даже если весь мир попытается убить вас.
Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. Even if everybody in the whole world wants to kill you, if Krishna is protecting you, nobody can touch you.
Если все в этом мире захотят убить вас, но если Кришна защитит вас, никто не сможет вам защитить.
And if Krishna wants to kill you,
а если Кришна захочет убить вас,
there's no power in the world that can save you.
Нет никакой силы, которая могла бы защитить вас.
So we simply put ourselves in the hands of Krishna.
И поэтому мы просто отдаем себя в руки Кришны.
My Lord, I'm your puppet.
My Господь,
you can do whatever you want to with me.
Я твоя игрушка, ты можешь делать со мной.
If you want to kill me right now, that's all right. I'm ready to die for you.
Если ты пожелаешь меня убить сейчас, я готов умереть.
If you want me to live for 10,000 years, I'm ready to do that also. Whatever you want, my Lord.
Если ты захочешь, чтобы я жил 10,000 лет, я готов это тоже делать.
This is called surrender.
Это называется предание.
And Krishna is very, very pleased with such a mood.
И Кришна очень радует такое настроение.
Any other questions?
Еще вопросы?
Нет.
Со временем сознание меняется, да, сознание может расширяться, и сознание — это проявление души. И тоже в лекции было сказано, что душа остается неизменной. Вот, и как понять, что душа неизменна, а сознание меняется? Как это?
How to understand that soul doesn't change, but our consciousness expands. So how to understand? It seems contradiction.
Did you ever study arithmetic?
Вы изучали арифметику?
Okay, so in the beginning you just knew 1 + 1 = 2.
Изначально вы знаете, 1 + 1 это 2.
That was the full extent of your mathematical consciousness.
Это вот все ваше математическое сознание.
Your mathematical consciousness was simply arithmetic.
И ваша математическая концепция, она основывалась на арифметике.
But gradually you learned, you went from simple addition and subtraction, you understood multiplication.
И постепенно вы складывания, в общем, так.
And then you went even higher, you understood algebra.
И постепенно вы понимаете, как умножать.
And then you went even higher, you understood geometry.
Потом дальше вы понимаете алгебру, геометрию.
Trigonometry.
Тригонометрию.
Calculus. But you're the same soul.
Но вы же та же душа.
But your mathematical consciousness expanded.
Но ваше математическое понимание сознания развивается.
So in the same way, your consciousness can expand by proper guidance under a bona fide spiritual master.
И таким образом ваше сознание расширяется благодаря правильным наставлениям.
There's different level of consciousness at each step. At Shraddha, there's one consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, another consciousness. Bhajana Kriya, another consciousness. Anartanavritti, another consciousness. Nishta, another consciousness. Ruchi, another consciousness. Asakti, Bhava, and Prema. It just keeps expanding. When you get to prema, then Prabhupada says unlimited knowledge.
And
unfathomed bliss. Unfathomed means immeasurable. So in Krishna consciousness, there is a gradual expansion of consciousness. It comes every day when you chant your rounds.
It
comes every day the more you bow down to the deities. comes every day that you remember the order of your spiritual master and execute it faithfully. It grows every day as you cultivate more and more loving relationships with devotees. It expands more and more as you try to reach out to the suffering souls of this world to give them Krishna consciousness.
Nine o'clock.
So we thank you all very much.
Спасибо всем.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Bihari Maharaj ki
jai.